Jerry Bader Show 950. Let me throw one other element of the Sterling story at you. Those of you who are fans of House of Cards, the political thriller that's a Netflix original series, two seasons have been released. If you follow the series, you know that Kevin Spacey plays South Carolina. I don't know where that came from. South Carolina Congressman Francis Underwood. It's based on a British series from the 90s. He's rotten to the core. Series opens where he has promised Secretary of State for his support of a Democratic candidate for president. That person wins and then they screw him. They don't give him state. The rest of the series is about him exacting revenge. And what happens is you see Frank Underwood working behind the scenes, and then you see through media coverage how the public sees what's going on, and you don't see Frank pulling the strings, making these things happen in his favor. Those suspicions are out there about Magic Johnson. Isn't it a coincidence that Magic Johnson is the person that Sterling's estranged girlfriend brought to a game that hacked him off? And Johnson's group, investment group, could be in, or the investment group with which he has a business arrangement, could be in a position to buy the Clippers. If you watch House of Cards, you could imagine what went on behind the scenes, because we still don't know how. Was it TMZ or Deadspin? Who had this first? TMZ had it first. We still don't know how they got the recording. And it's exactly the type of thing that gets fed to the media or gets put out there somehow on House of Cards. I'm not saying it happened that way. I'm saying it just looks a lot like that. Ron on a cell. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I would tee this up for you and go back to the free market type of discussion. You know, the players are free to do whatever they want to do, too. They could quit, walk out on their contracts, and eventually play for somebody else. So they could vote him out of existence in that way.
See,
the fans could do the same thing.
They don't have
to buy season tickets. The ones that go to individual games, they can stay away, too.
That's what James earlier, a caller that we had, Ron, that's exactly what he said. If this was going to be really free market punishment, and I agree with James and you on this, you grant instant free agency to all Clippers players.
Yeah, so now he still has the team, and who does he get to play?
Now, there's a reason, of course, they wouldn't do that. Ron, thanks a lot for the call. Because Los Angeles just happens to be the number two television market in America. And the Clippers are winning right now, which is not words that you've often heard about the LA Clippers. They're the other team. And as such, they don't want to work in their own self-interest. But that's what I'm saying. If they were going to be intellectually honest, those two callers would be right. That's how you punish him. Keith on the road. Keith, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. A couple of points. One of them being that I find it hard to understand how a organization like the NBA that's 81% of its players are of color can spot racism. Second thing is, Mark Cuban made a great point. In this country, if we can get to the point where any entity can force someone to sell their business for their beliefs, that's something that every American should be afraid of. And the other point is, if I understand the story correctly, this guy's girlfriend released the tapes. It just goes to prove that no matter how much money you have, if you got a girlfriend on the side, chances are you can't trust her.
Well, Keith, thanks a lot for the call. I think what it illustrates is what a loser Sterling is. I don't know how old he was when they were involved, but he's, what, 80 now? And I'm assuming that was a pretty recent relationship. It's just that, I mean, that to me is the real lesson there. But I agree with the callers who made the case that, look, free market punishment is really the way to deal with this. And Mark Cuban didn't say that, but I think really that is his point. If you unencumber the NBA players so they could go play anywhere, if you do that as an organization, no, we're not going to take your money away, or your team away, rather, but we might take your money away because we're not going to bind players to contracts knowing what you are. However, I do have to continue to go back. There are high levels of hypocrisy in this story all over the place. The NBA knew who and what he was. The NAACP knew who and what he was, but they took his money. Now they're giving it back, and they say it's an inconsequential amount. BS. It is not. That's why they were going to about to bestow upon him his second NAACP Lifetime Achievement Award. Really? And they didn't know who he was? Really? Matt on a cell. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, another aspect of this whole deal is they were going to fine him that $2.5 million and then dole it out to anti-discrimination and tolerance groups. You can only, you know, man by his very nature is tolerant, is intolerant and discriminatory, and to force all these people to become acceptable of every single behavior or ethnicity, you're just going to achieve three things. You're going to anger them, they're going to become resentful, and ultimately it's going to lead to violence.
Okay, you know what? I don't really have time to explore that because I want to grab one more call. I can't. He raises some issues there I'd like to explore, but I just can't in a minute and a half. And we have time for one more call on this. Al on the road. Al, go ahead.
Hey, I don't agree with what he said or did, but I've had some bosses that were jerks, and go find another job is my feeling. If, you know, if the players are so offended by it, well, then you have to give something up, and if it's your money and go with your values, then do it. Otherwise, you know, stick it out and shut your mouth.
The real free market solution, I agree with that. The real free market solution would have been to hit him in the pocketbook. And you do that beyond the $2.5 million fine. And you do that by freeing up all his players. You're all free agents. You can go get work with any other NBA franchise. And then Sterling has to try to bring players into the fold. That would have been the real punishment. They're not, however, going to eviscerate one of their own franchises. I'll go back to the example I said one more. McDonald's isn't going to destroy a profitable restaurant to punish a franchisee. They will get them out of there. That's what they will do. The NBA could have done that, but again, it's a complex issue because the NBA is really the company here, even though the actual ownership of property comes from the franchisees. But I think the rank hypocrisy here by both the NBA and the NAACP taking his money for years. All right, there was a bombshell of a story yesterday. Shockingly, not. The mainstream media is ignoring it. We'll discuss that and other things with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.